Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Well, that Leap Brot available today. If you want to get his Leap Brot today before it hits stores, you can do so. 414-531-LEAP. 414-531-LEAP. Call that number now and you can go pick it up this weekend before it hits grocery stores. And Leroy is saying the price you can pay for it now is going to be more inexpensive, I guess.
Yeah.
than what you're going to pay maybe in a grocery store later. Who's eventually going to be carrying these things? Do we have those deals worked out?
Well, it takes a long time to get them in the store. It really does. We've been talking to Pick and Save for 2 months, and it'll probably be in the spring maybe.
Really?
You just never know. I mean, it's a lot going on. Man, you got to create barcodes. You got to make sure it gets. People look at it. I mean, it's a lot. I thought it was easy. You just throw them in there, but no.
I can't just throw them in.
Well, I know my barcodes with Pick and Save because I work with them, but other people have different barcodes set up. I mean, this would be sooner, later. But if you have somebody that want to maybe save a little piece of change, it's going to be different when they get in the store. Then people know there's a different margin for that. But that's why I thought the fan base would benefit by having them now before you see them in stores everywhere.
All right, let's check in now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with our guy Rob Reichel from Forbes.
Hey,
Rob, thanks
Rob
for coming on.
Hey, Spark, you keeping those two goofballs out of trouble?
Yeah.
One of them.
We're doing really good. I mean, got to deal with the Laker fan, Leroy. But other than that, it's fine. It's pretty good. Hey, Rob, I guess first things first, before we get into the Packers, I kind of want to pick your brain on what else is going on in the NFL with COVID-19? I saw some of what you were saying on social media the other day. Have a person with the Jets tested positive. They sent their team home, and we'll see what happens, what that means for the game this weekend. The Titans game obviously postponed yet again, and that's looking like Tuesday. Monday is Patriots and Broncos now. The Patriots are playing it safe as well. We talked yesterday about whether or not maybe these teams should forfeit. A great piece written by Mike Sando from The Athletic. From a lot of anonymous executives with the NFL of what they think should happen. What do you think, Rob Reichel, should happen to teams that have huge outbreaks?
Yeah, that's the key word to me, Spark, is huge. And I guess it's a gray area, right, what you define that as. I mean, when you're in the middle of a pandemic, you can't run and hide 24/7, 365 from this virus. It might get caught. Somebody may pick it up somewhere, but when we start to talk about the numbers getting crazy like we have right now with Tennessee and it causes you not to move just their game but future games and things like that, I think, Spark, like you said, Tennessee goes to Tuesday. You know, we're in back-to-back weeks here where the Patriots are bumped a little bit. We'll see what happens with the Jets if that even gets played. But, Spark, I mean, if it's that high and the numbers are that extreme, I think you've got some cases of recklessness potentially going on
for
inside
sure
that organization.
Well, look at the Titans. They apparently held a team practice the day after their facility got shut down and people got pictures on it.
And if we start to see cases of that happening and situations of that, Sparky, then yes, I think I put on social media, actions have consequences and that's what it's going to be. And then a team like Tennessee needs to forfeit this week so it doesn't mess with everybody else across the National Football League.
But the problem
forward, and you're going to get Sparky teams then that – now, I'll give the NFL credit for this. I mean, we had an outstanding preseason. Once it got rolling in the first few weeks of the regular season, I thought went off without a hitch. Again, it was unrealistic to expect them to go 17 weeks of the regular season without getting nicked here and there. But there's a difference between getting nicked and absolutely getting run over by a truck. And that's what's happened with Tennessee. So, again, Sparky, I don't know exactly what the answer is, the numbers, how many and stuff. That's between the players' union and the league itself to kind of, I think, set those boundaries and guidelines to what would lead to a potential.
But, Rob, real quick.
Sparky, just let me I think that's got to go on the table, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
The potential of a forfeit to keep these teams from running wild at times.
But the issue is, according to reports, that if that were to happen right now, the team that didn't play against them, so let's say the Bills, all those players wouldn't get game checks, and they're not playing not because of them, but because of the other team. In my opinion, that's a horrible mistake if that's how this plays out.
Right. I'm 1,000% with you, Sparky. That's nonsense, and I read those same reports too. That was kind of unbeknownst to me that Buffalo in this situation or whatever would also have to forfeit a game check. That's nonsense. Again, I think this is up to the players' union and the league to get it figured out, and a team then like Buffalo isn't penalized in a situation like that, or whoever the opponent is of whoever might commit that sin in the future. Sparky, I'm hoping just with the publicity this has garnered and kind of the hits Tennessee has taken nationally. You saw this happen at the start of Major League Baseball, right, with the Cardinals and some other people. And I really thought the second half of that Major League Baseball schedule went pretty well. I'm optimistic, or I'm hopeful at least, that the NFL kind of gets this contained right now and gets it cleaned up a little bit too. I mean, maybe eventually they have to go bubbles and stuff like that in various places. But Spark, yeah, you're spot on that the opponent in a situation like this, whoever's playing Tennessee, absolutely should not have to forfeit a game check. And I think the league and the union need to figure that out.
Steve, you got any more questions on that?
On that specifically? Well, yeah, I'll follow up, I guess, if you're going to change. Are you going to go change the Packers?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
Rob, one more here. So when we start – because in that, I'm not going to get him, but that piece by Mike Sando, one of those executives just went in and said they should lose draft picks, they should get fined, no game checks for the players. I mean, he went all in on this thing and pretty much said, you got to set a precedent to scare the bejesus, pretty much, out of every single player in the NFL and their organization to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and that if the penalty's not severe enough, that this will just continue to happen because people won't fear the consequence.
Well, I'm not opposed to that whatsoever. I mean, they're going to take every step necessary to have a season. There's too much at stake, and I think if they leave the door open where the penalties aren't severe and harsh enough, Sparky, if Tennessee gets off in this situation with nothing more than a slap on the wrist and can move forward, and these guys are doing it again a month down the road, then, yeah, you clearly didn't establish strong enough boundaries. It's like anything with your children or what have you, right? They're going to push the envelope on this stuff as far as possible. And at some point in time, if you want them to follow the rules and follow the laws established and really, it's the only way for this league to have any success of getting to January or February is everybody's got to buy all in. And but right now, clearly not everybody is doing that, Sparky. And so I'm 1,000% with that executive who said that to Sando, that if you need to go to that extreme and scare the bejesus out of these guys, then I absolutely support that 100%.
No, I mean, I do too. I mean, you just don't want guys running roughshod and doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, not doing what they're supposed to do. And I think that leads to problems, and the NFL don't want to try to cancel all these games and restart them again. I guess my question for you, Robbie, how surprised are you with this offense, Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers? Listen, they are without Alan Lazard, without Davante Adams, without Mercedes Lewis, and these guys go in and put up 30 points. I mean, you're talking about two starting receivers and a starting tight end, and they didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, and they're at 38 points a game for the season right now, Gary, which would be a franchise record. It was 35 and 11 under McCarthy. I'm surprised at how dramatic the improvement is, Gary. You know, they were like 22.5, 23 points a game at this point last year. You know, so we're talking they're up 15 points a game. Honestly, I thought they'd be better in year two here of LaFleur, even though they didn't add any immediate help in the draft and pieces in the draft. But you know, I thought 2, 3, 4 points they would jump per game. I think they were 18th last year in total offense. I thought maybe they'd get up to 10th or 12th, right? They're number one and number two in these categories right now. So I am surprised by that. Gary, that, you know, the key number there, that that they're plus 51 in point differential, which leads the league. You remember last year they were sneaking by people. All these games were one-score games, and we kept saying, my Lord, you know, they're one of the poorest 13-3 teams ever, and they're not as good as their record indicates. Well, right now they lead the league in point differential, and you know, in addition to being 4-0, I mean they're blowing people out, which is, you know, what Leroy's 96 team did, for example, and what they did in 2011 when they walloped up on people. It's a, you know, top to bottom right now, flip a coin. It's them, the Chiefs, and the Seahawks to me as the three best teams in football. I thought they'd win the division, Gary. I thought they'd be a playoff team, but you know, I thought they'd maybe win a playoff game or something like that, and then bow out to the Saints or the 49ers or somebody like that. But right now they look to me, them or the Seahawks, as the class of the NFC.
Yeah, Rob, I want to, Steve, give me a reset before, because y'all done wore this man out. Give me a reset.
Sure. I'm talking with Rob Reichel of Forbes right here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Rob, can they win with this defense, though? Because, again, Kurtz's gone, Kenny Clark is gone, those guys are gone. You got some other guys, and people may not even recognize the Chris Barnes and the Ty Summers and all these guys. I mean, do you think they remember back in 15-1 year, the defense was terrible. They just outscored everybody. Do you think they'll win like that, or sooner or later one of these teams are going to catch up with them?
Well, Gary, remember, that team was 32nd in the league in total defense. This team, I mean, amazingly, and I think this will surprise some of the listeners who haven't delved into this, these guys are 12th right now in total defense, which isn't terrible. They're 18th in scoring. They're 12th in total defense. I mean, I think it's completely unrealistic, Leroy, to say, hey, they're going to keep scoring 30-some-odd points a game all the way through. They're not going to score 38 every week. They're going to see defenses like the 49ers at some point in time. You know, if they would see the Steelers in the Super Bowl or something like that, that's an elite defense. And defenses like that are probably going to keep you to 20, aren't they? So then you do have to man up and play high-level defense. This defense is good enough, I think, though, Leroy, for them to win 13-14 games and steal home field advantage. They don't ask this defense to obviously go win football games. They want to be terrific in the red zone. They want to keep people to three. They'll give up some chunk plays along the way, but they want to stiffen. They want to win the red zone, Leroy, and they want to win the turnover battle. And you know, they've done that so far. They haven't gotten as many turnovers as last year, but they'll make big plays here or there. There's a Darius Smith play against the Saints and things like that will stand out. Leroy, I thought there were some really good signs Monday against the Falcons. I thought it was the best game the secondary has played. They were much better up front against the run without Kenny Clark, and I would expect Kenny Clark comes back and probably plays in that Tampa Bay game next Sunday. I think they're seeing some growth from those young inside linebackers, like you mentioned, Barnes and Summers, and they will get Cooksey back at some point in time. So, I mean, Leroy, I think there's it's not going to be a top 10 defense when it's all said and done, but I think if they're somewhere in that 11-15 range, Leroy, that's going to be enough to win a lot of regular season games and probably get you home field advantage in the postseason.
We were talking about this earlier in the week with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Uh-oh.
It's been a talking point on this show. And so I'm going to have to ask you as well, Bob Reichel, do you think this division race is over?
Well, I mean, Chicago's only a half a game back and one game in the loss column. I would tend to think Green Bay's a dramatic favorite, but I think you're probably going to extremes to say it's over right now, Spark. I mean, like I said, I think Chicago's a 9-10 win team and probably gets a wild card berth. I think Green Bay's a 13-win team again, maybe 14. I mean,
yeah, so it's over. That's what you just said. You said there's a 3-4 game difference based on the numbers you just threw out.
But we're a third of the way.
It doesn't matter.
Stop. Don't be harassing that man. Stop harassing that man. Go ahead, Robbie. Don't let him harass you. Let me let you know. These guys are setting you up, Robbie.
Not these guys. Come on, Gary.
Yeah, no, you two. And I'm surprised at you, Leroy. I really am.
These two guys
have pretty much said the season's over, Robbie.
Yeah, if that's the case, they might as well just stop playing the game.
I'm just waiting for the NFC Championship game with Seattle, really, at this point. I'm just kind of hanging out. Let's just see what happens.
Sparky, do not, Do not overlook San Francisco. I know they're beat to nonsense right now, but everybody in this state remembers the two games last year. No team is better equipped to hammer.
No Bosa, no Solomon Thomas, no wide receivers to speak of. Debo Samuel's nice. Come on.
Terrific offensive line that can keep the ball 40 minutes with those running backs.
Sure.
That's the key of beating Green Bay. So I'm just saying.
They all hurt.
Yes. It looks like Green Bay and Seattle. Do not forget about San Francisco, which everybody's going to do, and they're going to love it when they go to the playoffs 10-6, 11-5, and everybody's overlooking them. I'm with you, Sparky. There's a major gap between the Packers and the
Bears.
There
we go.
And really, the Packers and anybody else.
Detroit,
we all remember,
Minnesota,
we all remember 2013 and 2017. The quarterback misses some time, and anything can happen. So I think it's premature to say it's absolutely over. But the way things are shaping up, Green Bay should certainly be one of the top two seeds in the NFC playoffs.
Steve, give Robbie the first question. Give Robbie the first question we had today on the docket. Can you give it to him?
Sure, no problem. Are you more worried about the Bears or less worried about the Buccaneers after Thursday Night Football?
Well, I don't think there's a great concern with Chicago one way or the other when it's all said and done, Spark. Again, I think Green Bay's dramatically better than them. Chicago's got a better defense, but Chicago can't keep up when it comes to scoring. Tampa's interesting. I mean, they will get better and better, and they'll get Godwin back and some of those other guys. But again, I think Tampa's about the fourth or fifth best team in the conference. So I forget exactly how you posed the question. I think Tampa's a much greater risk to Green Bay long term.
The question was, who are you more worried about, the Bears after the game or less worried about Tampa?
I honestly, Sparky, I don't think there's great concern for either team. I think the NFC is a three-horse race. I think it's Green Bay, Seattle, and San Francisco. I really do. I think those other teams will be in that 4, 5, 6, 7 range for the postseason, but I don't think any of them really pose a great threat. I don't think New Orleans does with that quarterback who can't throw it any farther than me and you right now, Sparky. I don't think the Rams are deep enough to hold up through the course of the season. They're top-heavy with that roster. The NFC East is nonsense. So, I think it's a three-horse race. I think it's the 49ers still, the Seahawks, and the Packers, Sparky.
All right. There you go. Anything else, Gary?
No, that sounds good to me.
Good? Okay. Just making sure.
You got Leroy, you got anything for your
– I'm good, my brother. I'm good.
For your partner?
Hey, I'm not going to let you go just yet.
Don't let him go just yet, Steve.
Not just yet, because I am curious about something else here.
But what are you confident in or concerned?
No. They don't play anybody this week. We're not going to do that. Nicely played, though, yeah.
No, he can still do something when he's confident. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Do you think that we're going to see more Dylan before the end of the season is up, as well as Jones and Jamal Williams are playing?
They keep saying they want to get him on the field more, but it's just words, right? It's like telling you actions is what speaks the loudest. There's only so many snaps in a game for the running backs, right? And you've got a Pro Bowler, one of the top 3 to 5 backs in football in Jones, and you've got another guy in Jamal Williams who's going to be starting for somebody next year, Sparky. Somebody's going to give him decent money this offseason. To answer your question, I'm going to say no. I mean, Jamal Williams does everything well, doesn't he? This is a stat that's going to blow the mind of your listeners, Becky. He's been here 3.5 years. He's never fumbled a football. I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Phenomenal at pass pro. He's a 3-down back. He can catch. His yards per carry are never going to be great, but he's got more wiggle.
And he can dance.
And he can dance. Leroy, you love that.
That's right.
The man can dance, right? And I mean, what more can you say about Aaron Jones, right? I mean, that's a top 5 back in the league without question, and they're going to have to open up the vault to pay him to keep him in town, and they really do need to do that. So, Sparks, a simple answer to your question.
Steve say you're going to get – wait, Rob. Steve
yes,
say you only get $7 to $10 million, $7 to $8 million, something like that. That's what Sparky thinks Aaron Jones could. I think he can get more than that.
He's going to be paid like Kamara, and he's going to be paid like
Dalvin
Cook. Whether that's Green Bay, Sparky, or not, or it's the Dolphins.
Again, I'll just reiterate what I've said in the past, and I told David Bakhtiari this myself. If he gets paid that type of money, and then Bakhtiari's making what we think he's going to make, then we're going to go with David Bakhtiari if I'm going to be given the choice of those two. going forward. But if Aaron Jones is 7 to $10 million and Bakhtiari is 22, then I'm going with Aaron Jones.
I don't think they can pay Bakhtiari tons of money, the guy, the left.
That's what he wants.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think they can go there. I mean, Houston's paying him $6 million more than any other left tackle in football, Sparky.
That's crazy.
Well, that's not Bakhtiari's fault. He's just going off of what everybody else is getting.
It's not everybody else. It's just Tunsil, and that's Bill O'Brien's fault, isn't it?
That's why he got fired.
But Rob,
he's out of a job right now.
But Rob, look at Alex Rodriguez. He changed the course of economics in baseball, that huge deal he signed back in the day with Texas.
Yep.
And that was just one owner, but it changed everything.
Here's what's going to happen. They'll find the money for Bakhtiari, is my prediction. They'll find the money for Jones. But in the process, guys like Corey Linsley and Kevin King are going to end up going somewhere else, which is going to be unfortunate. But you can't pay everybody. Leroy, you were part of this after great Super Bowl teams. When you watch really good players have to leave town, it stinks.
Yep.
I mean, Corey Linsley is playing better than any center right now in football.
Yep.
But my guess is he probably won't be doing that next year in Green Bay. They've tried forever to find a pair of competent, high-quality stud corners to play together. They finally have that with Alexander and King. King's going to probably be in a different uniform next year. But my prediction, Spark, is they'll find the money for Jones and they'll find the money for Bakhtiari.
I don't think they do, but we'll see. Rob, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. There is Rob Reichel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan as you're feeling anxious, just breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Coming up next, the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yes.
Gary, what's wrong with him today?
Hey, man, yes. I don't make the stuff up, man. Yeah. Gary put it up on his Facebook page.
Yeah,
Gary will tell you the details. If you think he's scared about the Packers and their expectations, wait till you hear what he has to say about the Badgers' expectations.
Uh-oh.
That's next. But first, let him tell you about a place he's not scared of, and that's the Jewelry Center.
Yeah, three locations, guys. Three locations. 76 in Layton, in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mile Road, and Tri-State National Bank Building. And third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. I know a lot of people are still afraid to get out and because of the COVID and all that kind of good stuff. Well, if you are, then you can go to shoptjc.com. That's shoptjc.com. I met with Dean the other day, and listen, they've got a great website out there, guys, and they've got where you can build your own diamond engagement ring right there at shoptjc.com, guys. You don't even leave your house to design it. You can design it right there on their website with your wife, girlfriend, right there. Hit submit, and within 48 hours, they will reach back out with a price for the ring. And it's a great thing. You can change the diamond size, put a diamond in. You can different colors. You're talking about silver, that rose gold, or whatever you like, and it can all be created right there at your fingertips. And virtual appointments too, guys. They got it. They got virtual appointments if you like. And wedding bands, men's wedding bands. They got a lot of men's wedding bands too there. And guys, they are one of 10 jewelers in the United States handpicked to launch the Lightbox Jewelry. That is a lab-grown, beautiful gifts for your girlfriend. Diamond earrings. Check them out right now at shoptjc.com and their selection. And guys, when you talk to my good friend Dean, you got to tell them that the guys from the Big Show sent you, or that Gary sent you. And if you want to go in, three locations, they can go in. Everybody's got masks on, they're masked up. His staff is masked up. Everybody walking in there is masked up. So if you feel like you want to walk in, because sometimes you like touch, see, and feel the stuff that they're buying, I get that. But they also offer you the shoptjc.com website. So go check them out there. And
I can find the light box on there, right, too, Gary, on the website?
Yes. Yeah, all that's right there at shoptjc.com. Okay. Yeah. Now, if you need curbside, private meet, or anything because of COVID concerns, they will accommodate. Go see my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.